Cape Talk.
5 things to do this weekend.
Right, we have got another very busy weekend ahead in Cape Town, and we've tried to pick out a range of different events for you today, including some food, some drink, and a couple of family-friendly events as well, because, of course, we're mindful of the fact that the final days of the school holidays are upon us. And we are going to start with an event that is actually already in swing, celebrating dance in the city. This is the 13th edition of the annual Baxter Dance Festival. As I mentioned, it's already underway. It runs until next weekend, the 14th of October, and the event is showcasing over 64 new pieces by 73 choreographers. On the line to tell us more is Nicolette Moses of the Baxter Theatre Centre. Great to have you with us, Nicolette. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What are the companies involved in the festival this year?
Well, there's a range of companies. As you mentioned, there's 73 choreographers participating this year. But particularly exciting is the fact that we have MID here at the moment. They opened the season last night. And they have one more performance this evening, and we've got tickets on special 2-for-1 for a limited number for this evening's performance at 8 o'clock.
For those not familiar with the dance world, Nicolette, I'm going to ask you to please explain who they are.
Moving Into Dance, based in Johannesburg, they have a very unique style of Afrofusion that they present. You know, the vocabulary is second to none in terms of how they use their bodies to articulate movements. And as I said, Afrofusion, very unique to Moving Into Dance, which was originally started by Sylvia Glasser as a trust, and they're based in the Newtown precinct in Johannesburg.
So exciting to have them here, and of course exciting to have them alongside some of our own acclaimed local theatres like the Jazz Art Dance Theatre, the La Rosa Theatre, New World Dance Theatre, and many, many more. I know you've got particular headline pieces that are sort of the flagship events of the festival. Nicolette, won't you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, you know, we annually commission a work, and this year's commissioned choreographer is Themba Mbuli, who was the Standard Bank Young Artist for 2016. And he's working with 4 extraordinary women and a female composer. So it's an original score, and it's the first time that Themba's working with an all-female cast. So it's been quite a challenge. But it's been a phenomenal ride, and you know when we talk about highlights of this year's festival, there's so many. It's just like hard to sort of single out anyone. But I mean, it's been amazing for me over the 13-year period to just see the growth and development of all the different companies, some of whom have been here with me from day one. And yeah, we're teenagers now.
I hope you're bad tempered and moody and all that artistic temperament you're allowed at, Nicolette Moses. Nicolette, I know it's early days yet. You've had a couple of days of the festival so far. Has attendance been good for the opening performances?
Well, the opening performance went really well. We had a wonderful attendance. I think, you know, the artistic director of Moving Into Dance, Mark Hawkins, is still reeling from last night and reconnecting with everyone. We really, really look forward to people celebrating dance. You know, this is quite a unique platform in that it's the only one of its kind in the province. And there's a real smorgasbord of work being presented, and there's something for everyone. So I'm hoping that people will come and support. You can still get a season ticket, which will give you access to all the programs on the main, all the performances on the main program, and 250 rand gets you access to all of those. So works out like something insane, like 33 rand ticket or something.
It's ridiculous value for money when you consider how much is on offer. Nicolette, thanks so much. We wish you all the best for the remainder of the festival. Thanks for touching base with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on your program.
It's a great pleasure. Nicolette Moses is the artistic director of the Baxter Dance Festival, and she's very graciously made a double ticket available for one of you to win today. 250 rand is the value of each of those tickets. A double ticket is yours. All you have to do is send an SMS now with your name and your ID number and the words Baxter Dance. Send that to 31567, and Cape Talk will call you back if you are the winner. The Baxter Dance Festival is underway until the 14th of October. Tickets available via CompuTicket and any ShopRite Checkers outlet. And you can find the full program of events on their website, www.baxter.co.za. One for the kiddies next, hopefully to enjoy on a sunny weekend, and that is a visit to Butterfly World Zoo on Route 44 outside Stellenbosch. They're currently running a fantastic holiday program that is part enjoyment and part educational experience for children, because you might know that Butterfly World is a sanctuary for discarded animals, those who have been cast aside as unwanted sort of byproducts, if I can put it that way, of the trade in exotic and illegal pets. And many of those animals have found a happy home at Butterfly World. I have Esther van der Vesthuizen, the owner, on the line to tell us about their holiday program. It's great to have you with us, Esther. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Pippa. Hi. Yes, we have all these animals that came to us through donations or confiscations by wildlife authorities or even the welfare authorities. They bring us all kinds of animals, from reptiles to mammals to birds, even spiders and scorpions find their way to us. And our whole zoo is not conventional, so you don't stand in front of one a cage after another cage and peer into it and see there's one animal and then the next one is another animal. So we have this big open area where most of these animals are together. Obviously, the spiders are behind glass because we, you know, otherwise people will be too freaked out. But people need to sit down and have this immersive experience to enjoy the garden. But also, they want to learn more about the animals and where they come from and their back history. So about three or four times in a day over the holidays and in the weekends, we have demonstrations where our educators, Yelani or James, bring out the animals, and in a beautiful lapa, they have the audience. People can come and sit down. It's free. It's part of the experience. And we take them one by one. We take some of our animals out and explain to people what they are. Hedgehogs, for instance. Mm. Where do the hedgehogs come from? They're from Central Africa, and they're being bred by the dozens as pets, but they are not nice pets. You know, they are the cutest little animals, but like, you can't cuddle them. Mm-hmm. They sleep during the day and they are prickly, of course. So, but here is your chance to get face to face to a head. You can feel it if you want to, but we treat our animals with respect and you can come and have a good look at it. Sometimes we take out Bob the boa, and people can get over their fear of snakes by touching the tip of the tail if they so want, but we don't do, you know, we're not into sensations, so we won't do scary stuff.
Esther, I know you've been there for how many years now? Because I know I used to visit with my children when they were younger, and the butterflies themselves are also worth a mention. Just remind us how long you've been there.
Yes, Papa, it's our 21st year, so it is absolutely a landmark year for us. The butterfly section has started to become smaller and smaller the more other animals we started to get in. So the butterfly section itself is about 5 to 10% of the whole experience now. And we would like to tell the people that we are now a speciality zoo. Like you said, we look after animals that people previously had as pets, exotic pets. Everything from an Arctic fox and axolotls to zebra finches. So the whole alphabet of funny stuff that finds their way to us. But 21 years, yes, that's how long we've been there.
Well, a happy 21st birthday to you, Esther, and thanks for chatting to us today. Esther van der Vesthuizen, the owner of Butterfly World Zoo, which you'll find on Route 44. Now, the price to enter is 45 Rand for children, 80 Rand for adults. There are pensioner and student discounts available, and it's free for the under threes. I should also mention that there is a family ticket available at 204 Rand. If you'd like a map to the venue or to read up more about what they do, please visit their website, butterflyworld.co.za. The next event is one that makes my stomach rumble because it contains two of my favorite words, two of my favorite things, the Coffee and Chocolate Expo. It's celebrating its fifth birthday this week, although it's only the second time we've had this event here in Cape Town, and specifically it's being held at the Durbanville Racecourse from today until Sunday. On the line with me is Nadine Schoen, who is the organizer of the Coffee and Chocolate Expo. Great to have you with us, Nadine. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Obviously, it's going to have lots of chocolate and lots of coffee, but tell us in a little bit more detail what we can expect.
Well, the whole idea behind the Coffee and Chocolate Festival and Expo, we have it's all products that have to do with coffee and or chocolate. So there's food that involves chocolate, there's food that involves coffee, there's different roasters, there's a wine and chocolate pairing theatre. We have our Scarf Coffee Theatre. We're actually running the Latte Art Championships for the Western Cape and Cup Tasters. We've got our Bayer's Chocolate Workshop and our Cocoa Mocha Music Lounge. It's a fabulous day out for families, anyone who loves coffee and anyone who loves chocolate.
Oh, I mean, who doesn't love those two things, Nadine? I don't think there are too many of them. Okay, tell me a little bit more about the pairing theatre. What sort of sorts of chocolates and coffee are going to be paired?
Well, the whole idea behind it, we have a gin and chocolate pairing that's available. We have a wine and chocolate pairing. Mm. Anything that's sort of from an alcoholic point, whiskey and chocolate pairing, because gin and in your craft chocolates, and it actually pairs quite nicely with your chocolate. And that's there basically to, you know, to teach people about their different wines and how they can pair with the yummy chocolates. And it's not your normal chocolate, it's your artisanal chocolate. It's your sugar-free chocolates available. It's your healthy chocolates as well.
Okay, my ears are pricking up more and more with each thing you say. Nadine, I know you've also got music at the Cocoa Mocha Music Lounge. Can you just tell us about one or two of the artists you're going to be playing?
Yes, we have Sean has a booth. It's very acoustic, and we are also here to support the South African up-and-coming artists so people can sit back, relax, enjoy their glass of wine or their chocolate beer or their coffees in a nice sort of chilled environment with a bit of music.
Okay, it sounds like a great day out. All we need to know now is where to get the tickets and how much they cost.
You know, the tickets today are running at 80 Rand per person. Kids under 10 are free. Saturday and Sunday, the tickets are 100 Rand. That gives you access into the show and into all of our theatres and workshops, which is free of charge, and they can sample, taste, and buy anything to do with coffee and chocolate at the Durbanville Racecourse.
Nadine Schoen, thanks for chatting to us, organizer of the Coffee and Chocolate Expo. She's their chief excitement officer, to give her delightful correct title. And she's very graciously made a double ticket available to one of you. It'll give you entry for whichever day of the festival you choose to attend. So if you would like to win a double ticket to the Coffee and Chocolate Expo, send me an SMS to 31567. We're looking for your name and ID number and the words coffee chocolate. 80 Rand today, 100 Rand per person on Saturday and Sunday. Kids under 10 get in for free. You can buy your tickets at the door or purchase them via itickets.co.za. Now, warmer weather and some long, lazy days, the perfect way to venture out into the farmlands and celebrate the end of the school holidays. We want to tell you next about the Usana Farm Feast this weekend, happening on the Klein Velmut Farm along Baden-Powell Drive, also outside of Stellenbosch. And visitors of all ages welcome to enjoy a fun-filled, authentic farm experience. When I hear the words authentic farm experience, JP Winshaw, I think immediately of cuddly animals, hearty food, and long, lazy afternoons listening to music and just enjoying life at a slow pace. I assume that's what you're offering this weekend.
Hi, Pippa. Yes, that's exactly what we are trying to host this weekend. Mm-hmm. The idea behind our feast is kind of, just to get people to visit our farm. We're not usually open to the public at the moment, just more by appointment. So it's an awesome day just to get everyone out to the farm to see how we are farming and what we are doing. We're trying to kind of farm as sustainably as we can with our beef cattle and with our pasture-reared chickens, eggs. So, yeah, we've got some awesome caterers, Slippery Spoon Kitchen, on board. They make a massive banquet, harvest table lunch, and, yeah, everyone that that joins us for the day, it's kind of, it's all food from the farm pretty much, and then we get a bit of seasonal veg and salads, obviously, to complement the meal.
Sounds wonderful. And I believe there's some farm animals that will keep the little ones entertained as well.
Yeah, we've got our cows, round, we unfortunately, because of bird flu, the chickens are going to be off limits this year, time round. Unfortunately, because that's usually a very big attraction. They are around, so everyone can see, but unfortunately won't be able to visit them as we've done in the past.
That's fair enough and probably the sensible thing to do. JP, anything else we need to know? I guess we need to know about ticketing info. How much is it to attend the event and what does that ticket price include?
So adult tickets are 390 Rand. It includes a full harvest table lunch. There'll be a snacks on arrival. We'll have a big kind of harvest table lunch afterwards and then some dessert to end off. The live music, there's kids entertainment. We have a kids ticket between 7 and 13 years old for 8 Rand, and younger than 7 is free entry.
Did you say 80 Rand?
The kids ticket is 80 Rand, okay. And the adult ticket is 390.
Okay, and where do we buy those tickets, JP?
They're available at Web Tickets.
Okay, that's JP Winshaw. USANA Farm Feast is the name of the event. If you'd like to read up a little bit more about the farm or know anything more, please just send an email to info@usana.co.za, and that's spelled USANA. And remember that ticket price includes your sumptuous farm table lunch. It includes some wine tasting, some live music, the kids' entertainment, all included in that price. USANA Farm Feast this weekend.
Cape Talk. 5 things to do this weekend.
And last but not least, a fine way to celebrate the start of spring is to be on a beach sipping a glass of something delicious, whether that is a glass of wonderful bubbly or the coolest craft spirits. It's the Wade Bales Cup Classique and Gin Affair this coming weekend at the Grand Cafe and Beach in Granger Bay. I have Wade Bales himself on the line to tell us more. Great to have you with us again, Wade. Good afternoon.
Great to be on the radio, Pippa.
I believe you've got over 50 of the country's premium MCCs awaiting. So let's start with the Method Champenoise style sparkling wine. Who have you got for attendees to taste?
Pippa, it's closer to 70 bubblies. We've got really a wonderful lineup of the top Cup Classiques in the country. And I mean, for people who don't know, Cup Classique is South Africa's version of the Method Champenoise, the French champagne method. So where the secondary fermentation has taken place in the bottle. And Pippa, I mean, we've got all the big names. You know, we've got Graham Beck, we've got Simonsich, Valera, Kroner. We've got a wonderful Silverthorn, John Lopesha, who was the one cellar master at Sternberg. He's got his label. We've got Pongrans. We've got the beautiful Boncarage, Jacques Brevet. There's the Old Mutual Trophy winner, Constantia Aitzig. We've got De Wetzhoff. Then there's some smaller boutique bubbly producers like Domaine de Deux. There's Genevieve, there's a wonderful farm that people go to. France have probably heard about Marina, a very small boutique, very high quality bubbly. And there's many more, actually. There's just so much bubbly to enjoy there.
Sounds wonderful. It's always best to pair these things with food. Have you got a food offering as well as the MCCs?
Pippa, we do. We've paired the bubbly with oysters. So we've got 6 oysters per person. For a ticket, you get 6 oysters. And then there will be some other food, some pizzas from the Grand that will be on sale on the day. So, but with your ticket, you get 6 free oysters.
Sounds delicious. Now, we shouldn't stop at the bubbly because this is the Cup Classique and Gin Affair. We know craft gin is the next big thing. How many different varieties have you got for the event this weekend?
We have about 20-25 different craft gins, and they're very important, Pippa. I mean, these are all local craft gins. We've decided to keep local liquor. Mm-hmm. All the bubblies are South African, and we thought we should do the same with craft gins. I mean, you know, South Africa's, you know, it's such a wonderful place to source the ingredients for the botanicals for craft gins. Mm. So we kept the theme, we kept the thread going as a South African-only showcase.
Have you got the Clemengold gin there by any chance, Wade?
We do indeed, yes.
Somebody gave me a bottle last week and I've been sipping away and enjoying every single sip since then, so I'm glad they're there as well. Wade, we wish you a very successful event. How much are the tickets and where does one buy them?
But the tickets are available through Quickit. We are sold out for Saturday night and there are a few tickets available for today. The event starts at 4 o'clock today. I mean, the energy is starting, there's a lot of excitement and energy building at the Grand. It's a beautiful day. And you can buy your tickets through Quickit.
Thank you so much. Wade Bales, organizer of the Wade Bales Cup Classique and Gin Affair. So there you heard it. Saturday sold out already, but you can still go along this evening from 4 till 8 p.m. at the Grand Cafe in Granger Bay. Your ticket buying you, of course, access to tasting all those wonderful gins and MCCs, 6 oysters to go with the bubbly, and then lots of different options to top up your food needs at the Grand Cafe. My recommendation, if you're heading through, is take a glass of the Clement Gold Gin neat on the rocks. As the maker said to me last weekend, you don't want to spoil it by mixing it with tonic. Just have it as it comes out the bottle over some ice, and it's utterly delicious.